one of the most scenic chunks of land on the Central Coast. While it survived a close brush with development, it remains closed to the public because of financial issues. The land in southern San Luis Obispo County includes everything from lush rolling hills to an incredible vista stretching from Avila Beach to the Oceano Dunes.
Pismo Preserve is a spectacular 900-acre piece of land, the backdrop to the city of Pismo Beach and Shell Beach and the Five Cities area, oak-studded canyons with amazing panoramic views of the Pacific Ocean. It's just an unparalleled view from the top of those hills and just such an incredible piece of land and so iconic for our part of the Central Coast.
Kyla Detman is the executive director of the Land Conservancy of San Luis Obispo County. She says at one point the property was slated for development.
They had considered condos and commercial development along Highway 101, similar to some of the other development that's taken place there, but they also had planned estate homes on top and on the kind of the backside of the mountain, as well as a boutique hotel.
The community rallied. With the leadership of the Land Conservancy, $12 million was raised to buy and permanently preserve the land. Since then, Detman says they've been working to plan, get permits for, and to build everything from access roads to restrooms to make the preserve accessible to the public.
We spent the last 4 years designing and permitting and planning the amenities that we needed to open it to the public. So, for example, there has not yet been adequate parking, and there was a very narrow driveway off of a public road that goes into the property. And knowing that we were expecting really, at least 1,000 people a day on a busy weekend to come and enjoy this place, we knew that we had to have amenities in place that made it safe for people to get onto the property.
The project ran into some unexpected delays.
We hit some obstacles along the way. Like while we were designing it, we discovered that there was a Chumash cemetery on site in the zone where we were planning to put the parking lots. We actually were planning on 2 parking lots at the time. So we had to redesign our entire project to minimize impact to those important, critical, resources on site. That was one thing that came up during the design, and we had to work with our agency partners to make sure that everything we were designing was to code. So it took 4 years to get to where we are today, but actually for the size and scale and complexity, it was pretty fast.
Parts of the project, like miles of trails, are in good shape, but now there's a new issue. The Conservancy needed just over $5 million past the purchase price to plan and build the needed infrastructure. About half of it's been raised, but it's going to take $2.4 million more to finish the work to open the preserve to the public.
There's nothing else standing in our way at this point. We have our contractor mobilized on site from the first phase of improvements that were funded by the City of Pismo Beach and the San Luis Obispo Council of Governments. We have that phase done, and now we are ready to go. And if we do not raise that remaining funding, we won't be able to finish the improvements, which are the parking lot, restrooms, and other amenities that we need to build. We're ready to build. And if we miss another construction season, that means we have a whole nother year. And then prices go up, and it's just another year that this phenomenal property is not open to the public.
Detman says the plans are approved and a contractor is in place. It all comes down to dollars and cents.
If I had in my hands enough checks or a check to finish the project, we would be done within 6 to 8 months. This is prime building season. We won't need to worry about the weather going forward. So we're looking at having it open in the fall for sure if we had the money.
Detman says with the finish line so close, they're hoping to raise the additional money to get the preserve open by the end of the year. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.